This statute was enacted in the 1970s with all the other environmental statutes, and the reason for it is to regulate solid waste landfills and to regulate the management of hazardous waste. It was never designed to regulate agriculture, but 1 year ago we had a federal district court decide that RCRA applies to dairy operations out in Washington State, where they're over-applying manure. So there's a now legal decision on the books that says, well, RCRA can apply to dairies. And really, it can apply to anyone that overuses nitrogen or phosphorus on their land. And what they looked at as a benchmark is, if you're applying it to crops and it's getting below the root zone, that is a disposal of a solid waste under RCRA, and it's a violation of RCRA. And that is very, very concerning for us, because as farmers know, application to crops is not a precise science. You can't get everything to be uptaked by the crop. Some of it's going to get by it. And now for this judge to say that constitute a violation of RCRA, that's a big issue. And that's something that we're looking at closely, and we're waiting to see if there's opportunities for us to get involved in the courts to fix that problematic opinion.
Yeager says right now the legal issue is only in that one state.
We only have one legal opinion in Washington State in the federal court. So its legal precedence is limited to that specific area. Okay. What we're looking at now is, now that this is the first time it's ever happened, using RCRA against animal agriculture, we're waiting to see what happens next, and we're getting poised to get involved if there are more lawsuits. If there are more lawsuits against, you know, dairies or cattle producers or whoever that's using nitrogen and phosphorus, you know, there's going to be an opportunity for us to help fix that. We're going to get involved.
Yeager said RCRA will be an emerging issue for producers to keep an eye on here in 2016 and beyond.